ICE asks Sanctuary Illinois not to release illegal migrant charged with raping child. By Warner Todd Houston on July 10, 2026. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE is asking Sanctuary State Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker not to release an illegal migrant who was arrested and charged with raping a 9-year-old disabled girl. Last month, Janio Gianel Velasquez Moro, a Venezuelan national who illegally entered the U.S. during the Biden regime, was arrested in Pingree Grove and charged with stalking, kidnapping, and raping a developmentally disabled 9-year-old girl as she rode her bike outside her home. Prosecutors say Velasquez Moro drove up near the girl, grabbed her and forced her into his car, then raped her at another location. He was arrested at the end of June and now faces charges of aggravated kidnapping of a child, predatory criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual abuse, and sexual exploitation of a child. But since Illinois has the Criminal Coddling Safety Act, many such violent offenders are booked and then simply released right back out onto the streets, especially when they are illegal aliens. This has spurred ICE to make a special request for Illinois authorities to place an immigration detainer on Velasquez Moro. In a post to X on Thursday, ICE wrote, "Gov Pritzker and Illinois sanctuary politicians must not release this pedophile and work with ICE to ensure he is never allowed to prey on another innocent child." A Biden-released illegal alien has been charged with kidnapping and sexually assaulting a 9-year-old. Janio Gianel Velasquez Moro, from Venezuela, grabbed his victim as she was riding her bicycle, shoved her into a car, and sexually assaulted her. He was later arrested by pic.twitter.com/3mxjaw. Homeland Security, at DHSCOV, July 10, 2026. This criminal illegal alien kidnapped and sexually assaulted a 9-year-old girl. This monster abducted this child while she was riding her bike, said Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss in a July 9 press release. DHS is calling on Governor J.B. Pritzker and his fellow sanctuary politicians to commit to not releasing this pedophile from jail, and to instead work with ICE to ensure he is never allowed to prey on more innocent children in our country. It's common sense. Do not release illegal alien pedophiles from jail into American neighborhoods to victimize more children. Under Governor Pritzker, Illinois has become a hotbed of illegal alien crime. Some of the recent illegal alien crimes in the sanctuary state include: in June, ICE arrested Giovanna Mercedes Moreno Occhipinti, an illegal alien from Venezuela and former teacher, for her involvement in a trend to Aragua mass shooting in December 2024 that killed 3 people and injured several others at a house party in Chicago, Illinois. In March, ICE lodged a detainer for Jose Medina, an illegal alien from Venezuela, after he was arrested for shooting and killing 18-year-old Loyola College student Sheridan Gorman in Chicago, Illinois. In October 2025, ICE lodged a detainer for later Jefferson Arauz Medina, an illegal alien from Nicaragua, after his arrest for raping a 54-year-old woman in Chicago, Illinois. In October 2025, ICE arrested Radjul Bojovic, an illegal alien from Montenegro, who was working as a sworn police officer with the Hanover Park Police Department. In September 2025, ICE lodged a detainer for Jose Javier Coronado Mesa, an illegal alien from Venezuela, after he was arrested for killing a man execution style and then burying his body in concrete in Cook County, Illinois. In July 2025, ICE arrested Luis Mendoza Gonzalez, an illegal alien from Mexico, after he was released by sanctuary politicians in Lake County, despite being arrested for hiding the body of 37-year-old Megan Boss on his property. In January 2025, Julio Cucolbol, an illegal alien from Guatemala, caused a drunk driving crash that killed 20-year-old Katie Abraham in Urbana, Illinois. Cucolbol now faces charges of leaving the scene of the crash resulting in death, aggravated driving under the influence resulting in death, and reckless homicide. Operation Midway Blitz was launched in September 2025 in Katie's honor. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.